Hey there, Patreons. It's Aaron from Subbrief. How you guys doing? I'm starting something new here with this. Just something extra to kind of give you guys is I'm going to start doing regular, not necessarily monthly or weekly, but just regular audio briefs for you guys, talking about what's going on, you know, things that I think and feel and what's happening kind of behind the scenes, and more importantly, answering your questions. So what I want you to do is underneath this audio post, post all the questions you want me to talk about in my next audio post that maybe a month from now, I don't know when I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to reference this one to answer questions. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I would appreciate it. We're going to start this one by answering a couple questions here on the Patreon from members. And I'm just going to kind of scroll top to bottom in no particular order here. These are not pre-read or anything. My first post that I had here, we posted a modified rib boat with a Styx anti-ship missile launcher on the bow. It looks like a twin launcher, which is nuts that they would even try to put two on this thing. And it's kind of funny because, oh no, it is, it's just a, it's a single launcher now. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. It's just a single launcher. They're going to drive this rib boat out, point it in the general vicinity of, I don't know, Russia, and launch the Styx missile at it. The Styx is a very old Soviet era, 1960s missile. We actually did a sub-brief on it, talking about the ships that launch it. If you want to go back and watch the old OSA, that's spelled O-S-A, I believe the OSA had launched the Styx missile in one of its different variants. It had like five different variants. And so we talk about the Styx missile in depth in that one. But it's kind of funny that they want to stick this basically on a reinforced inflatable boat and tried to drive it out remotely like a drone. And of course it capsized because it was top heavy with the missile launcher on the bow. And they just left it to float. I mean, they didn't try and get it, I guess, or they failed at getting it. And it floated around the Black Sea for God knows how long, maybe months. Cause those rib boats won't sink unless you like literally fill them full of holes. And so eventually it washed up on the shores of Romania and Romania's like, what the hell's this thing? You know, it was kind of funny. So we posted that on the Patreon. You guys had some fun with that one. We even had some people suggest a better version. So you should go, those people that make those suggestions should go talk to Ukraine and send those suggestions that way. This is not the place for that. Another post I put up here, I called The Hunt Never Gets Old. I'd found some recent photos of sonarmen doing the job today in the U.S. Navy, and it really brought back memories of when I was doing it. There's some parts of the job that just don't change. The basic math and geometry, so a little bit of trigonometry in there as well. That's all the fundamentals, so that doesn't change. Physics doesn't change, but their equipment certainly does. They have very nice tools now. And automation, AI assistance, it's awesome. I did have a small hand in improving that a couple years ago. So I feel like, you know, I'm doing my part to make the Navy better, even long since leaving it. So we did have a couple comments on here. Let's see what we have here. Paul says, when my unit went to the shipboard simulator a couple of times, I manned the surface search radar. When a low-flying aircraft appeared on the screen, it really made you crap your pants. Okay. Yeah, I can imagine. I did not know that the surface search radar could detect airplanes. But I suppose if the airplane was slow enough, it probably would, like a helicopter. Or like if a helicopter was hovering, it might look like a surface ship. Usually, I'm kind of talking out my ass here a little bit because I know sonar, I don't know radar. But I know with sonar, we have certain gates, which means if a contact is exceeding some behavior threshold, whether it's speed or bearing rate or something, we can actually filter that out so you never even see it. It's a bad idea. Don't do it, but you can. And I would think that a surface search radar would have gates like that too to prevent you from seeing airplanes and stuff. But it's kind of cool that you saw an airplane with a surface radar, you know, in your simulation. That's pretty cool. All right, we did the Scorpion SSK sub-brief. That's already finished here for the month of April. You guys are doing good there. There was more comments. Let me see if I can find them real quick. Oh, yeah, Tony had a really good question. And Tony, you get credit for me starting this Q&A, if you will. As he said, is there more sonar theory videos out there after I took the old ones down off of YouTube that I had made between 2018 and 2020. I had 2 years of sonar theory and basic geometry up on the YouTube page. No, I have not remade those to answer your question. However, I think it is a good idea. I think enough time has passed now that I can make a better version of what we used to call the whiteboard videos. Now, people really like the whiteboard style. So I would not be wrong in redoing using whiteboard again. Whiteboard is a simple app that you can download for your PC. It's free. There's some out there that will charge you a dollar. Don't buy those. Get the free one. Okay. So yeah, Tony, I think that's a great idea. I'm looking at doing different things. Like, we've been doing sub-briefs now for 5 years. We started in 2019. So it'd be 5 years. And we've hit all the major ships. You know, we've actually done a couple of them twice just to update them. And I think it's time to kind of branch out into other things. So obviously the sub-briefs and the ship briefs will continue. We have a schedule that goes out to nearly the end of this year already planned. So that's not even, you know, that's going to continue. I'm going to do these little Q&A sessions. So you're going to write questions for me to answer in the next one under this post. So please feel free to fill it up. So I'm taking a break from streaming. Those of you that follow me over on the Twitch and on the YouTube streaming live side, the Jive Turkey channel that does still exist, it's over there. I'm not doing any live streamings right now. I don't plan on streaming again right now. I probably will. I love it. I enjoy streaming a lot. But right now I'm just focusing on getting high quality. I'm increasing the quality of our product as far as I can possibly go with the small staff we have here. Which means we're spending more time doing fewer videos. But each video that comes out on YouTube and the sub-briefs and the ship-briefs are going to be higher quality. And I think you guys will appreciate that. The next thing that I would ask of you is I really want to focus on the Patreon starting now, going forward. So if you would, spread the word. All of you, most of you, I should say, have social media channels. Grab the patreon.com/subbrief link. And share it everywhere. Tweet that out. Put it on Facebook. I don't care where you put it. And we have a free section. So people can join and see a lot of the content that I have on the free side, you know, for obviously no charge. So they can always come over. And then for the $1 a month, you get everything, right? The $1 accounts get access to all the stuff everybody else gets. It's just a matter of how much can you afford? A lot of people are students out there, and I get it. You know, you don't have any money when you're in college. So, yeah, that's really what the $1 tier is for. Yeah, so definitely put that out there. So, yeah, we're looking at doing whiteboards again. It's going to be the same information. It's just going to be me doing it in 2025, 26, whatever, off in the future. Something that I'm looking forward to personally, a little shift of topics here. I'll do that abruptly if you're not used to how I talk. So I do like to put little bookends on these whenever I do that. But let's talk about video games for a second. There are two Navy games that I'm really looking forward to playing again. And that's probably going to be whenever we go back to live streaming on the Jive Turkey channel again. And one is called Sea Power. Sea Power has been in development since 2019, so 5 years now. It's a small team, so obviously it's taken a long time. They have a very active Discord. And they, you know, update screenshots of their progress just about every week now. It's very, they're very active. So hoping Sea Power comes out sometime soon. We'll start doing that. But that's just going to be on YouTube. I'm not going to put any Sea Power video game stuff on this channel. This channel is going to be real world, naval technologies, talks like this, things like that. The second video game has gone quiet. I don't know if they've stopped developing on it because it's like a 2 or 3 man team and they're brothers. So you know how that can go. Sometimes brothers can have a falling out with each other and the game gets kicked to the curb. But that's called Modern Naval Warfare. Modern Naval Warfare was announced Christmas of 2021. So I'll just round up and say 2022. It's been 2 years, which is no time at all for development for a 2 to 3 man team. But they're being smart. They are outsourcing a lot of stuff to contractors. So even though it's a 2-man team, their team is actually bigger than that because they're outsourcing the code. And what they're doing is an actual simulation. It's an atmospheric and water sonar combined simulation where the radio waves propagate properly and under the water, you know, based on temperature, salinity, density, sound will actually propagate accurately. It's all going to be accurately modeled in this game called Modern Naval Warfare that is centered around the Virginia Block III submarine. That's my wheelhouse right there. If that game ever gets released, I will definitely play that, and that will be the new Cold Waters. That will be the video game that we play for ever off into the sunset. Because based on what I've seen so far, off their trailers and off their annual interviews that they do them every summer. I'm looking forward to this one. They usually update us on their progress and how things are looking, and it looks fantastic. They've nailed the control room and a lot of the displays for sonar. I recognize, among other displays, radar, everything else looks very accurate. So they're working with really good information, and because they started from the ground up, this is the video game Modern Naval Warfare. They started from the ground up as a simulation, not as Unreal 5 engine that looks really good. They said, let's get the physics right first. And I don't know what game engine they're using. It might be Unity, but don't discount that if it is Unity. You can do a lot of things in Unity for simulation purposes. And so I'm not too worried about what game engine they're using. I am just thrilled that they started with, hey, let's make the sound propagation and the radar propagation above the waterline propagate accurately, you know, in accordance with atmospheric, you know, knowns. And that is huge. No other game has done that. That's an actual simulation. That is DCS level, but instead of a flight simulator, you know, radar sonar simulator. And then inside that environment, we're going to have ships and planes and helicopters and submarines, of course, all combating each other. It's going to be amazing. But for some reason, these really awesome games, Sea Power being one, Modern Naval Warfare being the second one, are both being developed by teams that have 2 to 3 members. And then they contract out a lot of work to get a lot of the other stuff done, which is why it's taking 5, 6, 7 years to get these games out. Now, I wish they would not do that. I wish they would hire people and get a business loan, pay those people salaries and get the game out now and make $1 million. And, you know, that's how we in America would do it. But both of these game developers are Eastern European. So that's just the way that they do things over there, I guess. It's very different than, say, a big AAA developer here in the United States that just hires a huge staff and pushes out a game. Unless it's Skull and Bones, that took 10 years to put out. Yeah, even large game developers can fall into that trap of, you know, feature creep is a big thing, and that's where you keep adding more and more features to it, making the game, you know, better and better, but it never comes out, right? That's what kind of what happened to Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones was scrapped at least 2 times that I know of before it was finally released in its current iteration. I've not played it now, so I have no idea what it is now, but I know that it was the entire development team completely turned over at least 2 times over the last 10 years making that game. Nobody on that team now that released Skull and Bones was the original developing team. Nobody. And there was a lot of turnover in between too. And so anyway, it's not an excuse. It's just saying that, hey, these games are going to take years and years to make. When they do finally come out, we're going to enjoy them and have fun with them. And that's really when Jive Turkey YouTube channel is going to take off again. Anyway, so we're just going to wrap this one up. This is going to be really short. If you want the next one to be longer, put more questions, comments. What do you want me to talk about? And make suggestions too. What do you guys like about the Patreon? But, you know, I kind of like that it's a one-stop shop for all the sub-briefs and ship-briefs. That's what I like about it. You can get pictures. You can get commentary. You get all the extra stuff that YouTube doesn't get. YouTube just gets the video. Here on Patreon, you get everything. So that's what I like about it. All right, tell me what you like about it. Tell me what you want. Ask me questions, and I will see you in the next one. There is no release date. I'm not on a schedule. It might be a while, but I will do another one answering the questions you put at the bottom of this. All right, and I'll see you then.